This is the Stampede Blue Podcast, official podcast of the Indianapolis Colts on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I'm David Walker, and we are here to recap a painful but insightful loss, I guess, in Week 11 as the Colts drop one at home to the visiting Philadelphia Eagles. Philly moves to 9-1 on the season, one of the best teams in the NFL. The Colts drop to 4-6-1. Their playoff hopes are... I keep bringing this up. They're basically dead, but I suppose if they run the table, six straight wins, they could still potentially make the playoffs. I don't think anyone's banking on that at this point. That potential is still out there, so I want to leave that out there as an actual reality. It could still come to pass, and I will say this game was better than I expected, but when you go in expecting a blowout, I guess a close loss doesn't hurt as bad, and the nature of this one just kind of sucks because the Colts truly did have an opportunity to pull off the big upset. They lost 17-16. Look, you can find the extra points at numerous markers through the game. The Colts repeatedly were, you know, in scoring position. They missed a field goal. They had some opportunities that, you know, didn't come to fruition. They had a key fumble. They left a lot of points on the field, and really that missed field goal, the missed 50 yarder from Chase McLaughlin would have been the difference in this game. Obviously, they didn't get that. And I think in total, if you're looking at this game from a first half and the second half standpoint, the Colts were fantastic in the first half. In the second half, in the third quarter, they looked really good. And it really started to unravel in the fourth quarter. And what can you say other than this one hurts? But I think there are some key takeaways. So let's jump into how the offense did in this game, because I think there's actually, it's a mixed bag. So let's talk about it. First of all, Matt Ryan, 23 of 32, 71.9% completion percentage, 213 yards, no touchdowns or interceptions. He was sacked four times for a loss of 28 total yards, passer rating of 89.7. His day was a mixed bag. I thought that he had some passes he would have liked to have had back. He also had some brilliant passes on the afternoon that kept some drives alive that did end up turning into scores. So not a great game for Ryan, but not necessarily a bad one either. No fumbles, no turnovers. I felt like for all the issues this team had, he was probably not at the top of the list. Now, whether or not he could have created more, I think is, you know, something to be discussed. But honestly, if I'm looking at the rest of the team, I'm seeing, you know, some missed opportunities. On the ground, Jonathan Taylor, 22 carries for 84 yards, so dipping below the 4.0 average we normally expect from him. He had a long of 28, and he did have one rushing touchdown. Zach Moss got into the mix with two carries for 7 yards, and Jackson, one carry for 7 yards. The receiving core for the Colts: Michael Pittman, 6 receptions, 75 yards. Paris Campbell, 5 receptions, 67 yards. Alec Pierce, 3 for 28. Colin Granson, 1 for 16. Mo Alie-Cox, 1 for 14. The fact that the Colts really just still aren't getting their tight ends involved consistently is a bit frustrating. I think, like, you see what these guys have to offer when they do get the ball in their hands, and it's just not ending up in the game plan consistently. And really, I think if you look at the offense, what the Colts did today offensively, the offensive line was good for about 3 quarters, and they really started struggling in that fourth quarter, particularly guys like left tackle Bernhard Wyman and Will Freeze at right guard. Both of those guys had some penalties. They got called for some holds. They were a big part of why the offense stalled out repeatedly, including on the last drive where the Colts did have an opportunity with about 1.5 minutes left at the end of the game to see if they could get another late game heroics in their belt. But the offensive line, though, I don't want to beat up on them too much because this was a very, very formidable defensive line. I talked about it on the last podcast. This is a defensive line that came in with tremendous depth, and they only added to it. And we saw it during the game with guys like Ndamukong Suh, Linval Joseph. They obviously sold out to stop the run. It was mostly successful. JT did have a couple of big runs during the game. And Ryan was sacked 4 times, but those first three quarters, I felt like he had really good pockets to operate out of. And the offense was able to move the ball against a very, very good Eagles defense. Again, this was an Eagles defense that I believe was ranked in the top seven coming into this game. They'll probably stay up there after, you know, limiting the Colts to 16 points. But in total, I felt like, you know, the offensive line is playing better. And they're playing, I think, if this were a game under Frank Reich, if this were a game several weeks ago under the prior coaching staff, prior leadership, I don't know that it looks anything like this. Now, they only scored 16 points. And as I mentioned, the offensive line was an issue later in this game. But they were not the only issue. Again, some key turnovers, some key drops certainly stalled the offense. But there's something to build on here. And I do get the feeling that Jeff Saturday is having an impact on getting this offensive line to begin to live up even just a little bit more to their expectations coming into the season. I don't feel like they're a good unit yet. But again, this was probably going to be one of their toughest defensive line challenges that they will see the entire season. I personally thought this was going to be more of a blowout. It didn't end up that way, in part because of the Colts' defense. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But in total, for the offense, again, I feel like the sum of the parts, it maybe is not as big as the individual pieces. Offensive line, better than I expected. Matt Ryan, sort of, you know, mixed bag from him. Receivers, I thought had some, you know, Michael Pittman, Paris Campbell, both had some, you know, good catches in this game. Just not enough. And again, the turnovers were backbreakers. And that's what they've got to eliminate, that aspect of what's going on with this team right now. So overall offense, I felt like one step forward, two steps back type of thing. All right. As for the defense, we're going to get into how they did, their performance in this game against a very, very good Eagles offense. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back on the Stampede Blue podcast. This is David Walker. We're talking about the Colts' painful and frustrating win, and yet insightful one, 17-16, as they lose at home to the 9-1 Philadelphia Eagles. We talked about the Colts' offense, some of the issues there, but some of the progress that's been made. Let's talk about the defense and what they did in this game. The Colts' offense, first of all, Jalen Hurts, legitimate MVP candidate this year, just having a phenomenal season. He was 18 for 25, only 190 yards passing. He was sacked three times, so the Colts did get into the backfield. He did have one passing touchdown, passer rating 107.1. On the ground, he was their leading rusher with 16 carries for 86 yards, a 5.4 average, a long of 23, and of course, that back-breaking go-ahead touchdown at the end of the game. The rest of the players on the ground, Miles Sanders, 13 carries for 47 yards. Scott, 3 carries for 8, and Kenneth Gainwell, 1 for 0 yards. Receiving core, Smith, 6 receptions, 78 yards. Brown, 5 receptions, 60 yards. Quez Watkins, 2 receptions for 31 yards and a touchdown. In total, look, this is an Eagles offense that also was ranked in the top 10 coming into this game. They had a lot of reasons to want to win this game, knock off the Colts, because of wanting to extend or just maintain their lead at the top of the NFC East. And look, this is a very, very good team. In my opinion, they should be considered the front runner in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl this year. And their defense only got better this past week, signing Joseph and Sue. Now, their offense is hurting a little bit with the loss of tight end Dallas Goedert, and we probably saw the impact of that during this game. But let's make no mistake that the Eagles did shoot themselves in the foot here and there, but the Colts' defense really stepped up in this one. I felt like they completely shut down Sanders as a runner. Other than, you know, a run of 10 yards, he was pretty much ineffective. Where they struggled, obviously, was containing Hurts as a runner. Early on, they did a good job. They had a spy on him. They were able to limit the damage. It didn't look like they had a spy on him of all times at the very end of the game. And it obviously did hurt much later on. So again, this Colts game was sort of this, if you had looked at the first three quarters, man, what an impressive performance by Indianapolis. But that fourth quarter, from an offensive standpoint, unable to finish off drives, key mistakes, you know, key mistakes on the offensive line and from offensive players. And then even with the defense, forgetting what they did successfully in the first three quarters to really limit the Eagles and letting the Eagles just, you know, come roaring back to take the lead and win this game. So where do we go from here? Obviously, we'll be talking a lot more about what this loss means for the season, what it means for the team, what it means for Jeff Saturday. Honestly, for myself coming in, I felt like the Raiders game was a false positive. The Raiders were a team that is sort of still reeling. Head coaching issues, personnel issues, one of the worst pass rushes in the league. The Colts looked good against them. I thought this game was going to be a reset back to reality because Philadelphia is one of the top five teams in the league. The Colts are not. And yet, the Colts took it to them. And I think that matters. The bitterness of the way that this game ended is going to be there. And certainly very frustrating, especially when the Colts did have the lead for the entire game until that last 2 minutes. That is going to hurt. That's going to sting for a while. But if you're looking at the big picture of this team, is Jeff Saturday legitimate? I think this begins to lean towards he's doing something right. This offensive line, again, has performed much, much better over these past 2 weeks than they did in the first 9 weeks combined. We're seeing better pockets. We're seeing the offense operate a little bit more efficiently. I think Parks Frazier has done a good job, all things considered, with what he has in front of him. As an amateur, first-time play caller in the NFL, this game coming in felt like a loss no matter what. I just didn't see a way for the Colts to win it. Obviously, they did have the chance, and that is frustrating. But in total, I think there is a reason to believe that Saturday may be onto something here. I do want to see how the rest of this season plays out. They still have some really tough games ahead, including Dallas. I'm at this point, though, I'm beginning to buy in. Jeff Saturday is more than just a fluke at the head coach position. They looked, especially on the offensive line for most of this game, they looked like an improved unit. They were giving Taylor running lanes early on. And this was, you know, against some of the best competition in the league. So take that for what you will. I know, coming off a loss, you don't want to hear those sort of words. But the reality is, I feel like the Colts are a better team now with Jeff Saturday at the top than they were earlier this year. What that nets them going into, you know, the final stretch of the season, if they can even, you know, if they could run the table and make the playoffs, which I just don't see happening, you know, what they get from a draft compensation standpoint, and really what this coaching staff looks like next year. Does Jeff Saturday do enough through the rest of the season that you seriously consider him a potential candidate to take the job permanently? These are the questions we're going to keep asking week over week. Even in the midst of a win, in the midst of a loss, this is the type of stuff we are here for. All right, guys. If you've got feedback or comments, let me know. You can follow me on Twitter at NFLDW. And of course, our articles daily at StampedeBlue.com. This is Dave Walker. Thank you guys for listening in. We'll talk with you next time.